quite honestly, I don't know whether to say anything to you or not. But let me say this. Sometimes some are a little, can I say jealous? Because others have made it and they haven't. And sometimes others are happy. Now, Brother DeMar, are you a little bit off? You're not crying. Uh-huh. Everybody's asking you if you all right.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
They think I'm off, but I know I'm on.
Well, I'm right with the Lord. I'm with you on that. Because I've had several ask me, "Are you all right? Yeah. How you really doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing fine."
Yeah.
The reason I'm doing fine, I was trying to find some songs. It's amazing how you can find everything on the internet that's bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you want to find the lyrics to some songs, you can't find nothing. Uh-huh. They give you everything but what you want.
Uh-huh.
And they give you all this stuff. Just as an example, I thought about the songwriter. He said, "As I journey through this land,
yeah,
seeing as I go,
uh-huh,
pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow." Then there's another part there, but then he says, "Oh, I want to see him."
Yeah.
Look upon his face.
Yeah.
There to sing forever.
Uh-huh.
And see his amazing grace. On the streets of glory.
Yeah.
Let me lift my voice.
Yeah.
Cares all past. Home at last.
Yeah.
Ever to rejoice. Then the sister say, "Well, she just want a room." Well, I'm sorry, I don't want a room. The other songwriter said, "I'm satisfied with just a cottage below.
Yeah.
A little silver and a little gold."
Yeah. Yeah.
But then what else did he say? Up there, what?
Sitting for the mansion.
Never grow old.
I want a mansion that's silver line. He said, "I got a mansion."
Uh-huh.
Just
over the hilltop. Yeah.
In that fair land where what? We're not going to ever grow old.
Yeah.
And someday yonder,
yeah,
I'll never more ponder,
uh-huh,
but walk the streets that are pure as gold.
Yes, amen.
Another songwriter said, "Here I labor and toil as I look for a home, just a humble abode among men. While in heaven, a mansion is waiting above, and a gentle voice is pleading, come on in. There's a mansion now empty, just waiting for me. At the end of life's troublesome day, many what? Friends and dear loved ones are waiting for me.
At the door
of that mansion someday. I'm not upset that they made it before me.
Amen.
Because I think a lot of times about that song, I'm going to have a new body and I'm going to have a new life.
Yeah.
But then there's another one said that I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And many things have happened that's clouded up my mind.
Yeah.
But I am more determined to walk this narrow way because I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. He said, "I've been through lonesome valleys and I have climbed the high hills. I have known the joys of living in the center of God's will. And I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. But I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday." He said, "There's a golden streets to walk upon and a bell that I'm gonna ring. Some brand new angels in the choir, and I wanna hear them sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting. When I walk through the gates, I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. They can't answer all you said. They can't wonder what's wrong with you. There ain't a thing wrong with me. No, I'm not sad. I haven't been grieving like everybody thinks you ought to. Well, because I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. I've been sitting there trying to figure out what is Serena doing. Is she going around and looking at everybody's mansion? Did she ask, my God, where's his mansion? I want to see what you're building for him. Oh, I see what about it. I asked that because she was always one of these. Her and Sister Sherry would go and look at these new homes. She's always been one of them, like you go look at new homes. And it didn't have to be a new home. It could be your home. And it's not different. Can I take a tour of your home? I used to tell a woman, you don't be nosy like that. You don't go through people's houses. You don't even know them. Didn't bother her enough. Can I take a tour? She said, sure, come on. And they go show her the whole house. It's going to be all kind of things to see up there as you go along in this way of life. It's going to be all kind of things that you didn't think about that he's got up there. I want to see all of it as you go along in this way. And then you think, too, as the brother said, that one celestial song. I've often thought about, what are they doing up there? Brother Williams, is he leading them in some songs? 373? Is they leading a song about a mansion up there? Well, what are they singing about? I have a home? Well, what are they singing about? What are the angels singing about? Do they all know all the verses as they go along the way? That's what I'll be wondering about when you look upon all of this and you consider, yeah, they made it, but there's just a few more that's standing over there looking back and saying, come on and get on over here. What you waiting on? Hurry up and get here by the help of the Lord. All of them go along this way. People got it all stuck in their mind. And just as a friend, I was going to say something about the fact that it is not all the way it seems. But you know, as you go along and you consider, you can look all upon it. But he said, these are they that came through great tribulation, have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And now they don't have to fight with Satan no more. Now they don't have to wrestle with themselves no more. Now they don't have to suffer no afflictions no more. They don't have to worry about what people are saying about them. They don't have to worry about how somebody's looking at them. And all they have to do now is look upon Jesus and get close to him. Bow down at his feet. And then as the songwriter said, we'll crown him Lord of all. As you go along this way, you consider it. And then too, I thought about it like this. One songwriter said, I may not have fortune. I may not have fame, but when they open the doors of the robes, they're going to find my name. And he said, they can't crown the Savior until I get there on that resurrection day in the land far away where the marriage of the supper we will hold. As you look upon it, he said, they ain't going to be able to do anything until I get there. I'm not going to miss out on nothing because I'm going to be there when they crown it. As you go along this way, they might get there before me, but they ain't missing out on anything because they can't do it until we all get there. You look forward to, you consider and you think about it. Now, I remember when I saw Brother Rich for the last time a few weeks ago, and I was thinking the other day I got to get back up there. But you know something? He said, "Well, the Lord's been talking to me about some things." Got some things to maybe get a little more straight on or clear up or whatever it might have been. But I could tell it was something serious. Whatever it was, he was taking it seriously. But you know something, as you go along the way and you look and you see what's happening, and different ones are going and seem like they're flying out of here. When I heard about the sister this morning and the brother, I thought, seems like people just flying out here. Do they know something we don't know? They know something coming and they ain't going to have to be here. We got to stay here and deal with whatever's coming. Well, what's up with all of this? But you know something? He said he talked to me about some things. I considered, I've watched different ones, seem like they suffered more right at the end. What I've concluded is just my own opinion, okay? Uh-huh. But it seems to me that people have to go through those final purging processes because they ain't quite ready to go as much as they think they're ready to go. Yeah. And you and I will have to go through it too as you go along the way. Yeah. But he finally is like, this is the time. But take them through this one last thing and then they'll be ready for me to take them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I consider, well, we're still here. He got some purposes. Sometimes he want to leave people here for certain things, but most of all, he's leaving us here because we ain't ready to go yet. Amen. Not that I don't mean we ain't ready saved, but what I'm saying here is that it ain't his time yet. So you ain't ready until he takes you because he ain't coming too soon and he sure won't be too late.
Amen.
So you know, as we go along in this way, you look upon it, and either some at work, they was kind of tiptoeing around, and I guess they must have spread the word. Some of the trainees was looking at, how you doing? And wow, that was really something, and I'm doing fine, and everything's all right, and I'm on my way. And you can don't have to tiptoe around me and say what you want to say. You can say it however you want to say it. You ain't going to put me down in the dumps over nothing. And I told one, I didn't have to straighten up nothing with her before she left. I did all I could do, and even though some made comments my sister-in-law made some comments about me working, they didn't have a clue.
Amen.
Did not have a clue.
Amen.
They don't know what my wife said to me before she finally went out there. They never heard because nobody was in there but me and her. Yeah. And I knew all along, I'm going the way that I need to go, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And God's got his hand on the rest of all of this mess.
Yeah.
You know, as you look upon it, don't have to stop and think, well, maybe I should have done this, or maybe I should have said that. I ain't had not one thought about something like that. All I can say is, well, like I told her when she took her last breath, well, baby, you beat me. You got there first. Yeah. But just tell her, I'm coming. Oh, hold on. But I'm going to get there too. And the others, she told them, it was imperative that they be ready. And they said, well, Mama, you're using big words. It's not the big words you need to be worried about. Are you really ready or not? Some of them are thinking they're ready, and they're not ready.
Amen.
Some of us are walking around here thinking we're on the road to heaven, and we just going on lost and don't realize it.
Amen.
But as you go along in this way,
Lord help,
you can have a real assurance to where you know that
that's
you really are in God's hands as you go along. And others will say, well, you can't tell me. You don't know what I can tell you. You don't see it. You don't know what is being seen.
By the wisdom of God.
You know, as you go along the way, you and I have to be careful. And somebody, when they told me this morning, they said, well, I hope people are getting the message that they need to be ready. I said, well, you know what? Most of them are going to do like people normally do when, you know, you shake somebody and say, wake up, wake up. And they go, leave me alone. I said, they might open their eyes. You think they wake, you walk off. You come back a minute later, they lay it out asleep.
Yeah.
I said, that's the way most people are going to take this.
Yeah.
But you know, as you look upon it and you consider, he's got a place prepared.
Yeah.
And as you go on in this life, you and I need to stop and weigh it out and look and realize, Lord, this is way more serious than some of us are giving it credit for. We got our own reasons to justify why we're doing what we're doing. But the sister mentioned this morning in Sunday school, that verse said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
Well, everybody's going to see God. But you know what? They shall see God in peace.
Yeah.
They shall see God where they can look upon him and not feel ashamed. They will see God where they can say, come, Lord Jesus, I'm ready for you. And even as they talked about Sister Ed, I thought about, well, the Sister Jeannie told me yesterday, she said, it's the most horrible thing that's ever happened in our family. And I told her, I said, I used to kind of think that these kind of things didn't happen to the saints. But you know what? He said, such are these temptations as are common to man. So whatever they're meeting out there, you and I are going to have to meet. There's a purpose in that. So we can show the world, this is how you go through those kinds of things. This is who you rely on in the midst of all these kinds of things. You can't handle things in this world by following the ways of man.
Amen.
You know, they'll tell you about anything. I heard something on the news the other day. Now catch this. Do you realize that if you curse, it'll help you work out better? I heard him say it. And then there was something else they mentioned. Well, if you prone to cursing, then you can do this better. I was like, let's not show how stupid man has become.
Yeah.
Why can't you just grunt some and you can lift the weights better?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You gotta curse and swear.
Oh Lord.
I was like, Lord help us. Where are we going as a people in this world today?
Yeah.
But you know something? That just shows you how far, much more far away from God man is getting in his thinking and in his looking and what he's doing and all those kinds of things. And you're getting aware everything is confusion.
Yeah.
Oh. People are telling you can't eat this and you can't eat that and you can't eat the other. Now, I even heard what some doctor said, well, you know, certain grains you should not eat.
Right.
Who banned? And yet they say, oh, no, don't eat that. Don't eat this. You eat this right here. I'm like, all we got is a bunch of confusion around here. Well, you don't know what to eat. You don't know whether to breathe or not. You don't know what to do. Don't exercise. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do the other. But do this and do that. Because man's got his hands all in it. And it's all messed up. Then it come along and it say, oh, no, you don't need this. I don't even know if there is a God. Well, I'll tell you what, I know there is one.
Yeah.
Not because they told me, but because I've been able to pray to him and he answered in a way that I knew that was not luck. Yeah. It was not coincidence. Yeah. It was God working. Yeah. And you need to give him his due as you go along in this way in time.
My Lord.
People going along all depressed and they got to give them all kind of medications to try to get them up, and then they get up too high, they got to give them something to get them down. Yeah. You can walk with Jesus and be flat-footed and you don't need nothing. And then when you do shout, you're not over high. If you're down in the valley, you're not way down. You're looking and saying, I know there is a light somewhere.
Yeah.
He said there was a way of escape. Yeah. I need to find it.
Yeah.
He said he would be with me in all these things.
Amen.
And the waters will not overflow me.
Right.
This is the kind of God we're talking about in this day and time. And when you consider what he's done with this universe, when you consider what he's done with this world, when you consider what they can see out there with all of those stars and everything, and then you think, he's making a mansion for me in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to look like? There's a reason why that songwriter said, what will it be to be there?
Yeah.
It's another reason why the writer said, let's go to the city in a land of songs where all is right and there is no wrong. He said, I'm just a waiting for the trumpet to sound. Goodbye, world, I'm heaven bound.
Yeah.
You and I, as we go along in this walk of life, don't have to go along with your head down.
Amen.
Everybody, and you think about it. Why are they asking this brother, are you all right?
Uh-huh.
Brother, did you ask them, are they all right? That's what you should have been asking, because most of them are not all right, because they don't have that kind of hope. It would be different if I didn't know where she had gone.
Amen.
But I know exactly where she's gone.
Yeah.
And the writer, he told Thomas, you know the way.
Yeah.
Thomas says, how do we know the way? I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No man cometh to the Father but by me. So all I have to do is get there.
Yeah.
I know as you go along this way of life, people get all hung up about a lot of different things, but I know where my wife went. I know where some of my parents are. I know where my grandparents are. And now it's just a matter. Lord, get me there. That's why a lot of times I've told different ones, when you realize they're about to go, put in a good word for me. And let it there. When you get there, say something to Jesus and to the Father. Help them to get there, Lord. Bring them on. Oh, as you go along the way, sometimes people feel like, well, no need to ask them to do that. They might forget. Well, they might. I don't know what happens when you get up there. But I'm not going to quit putting the request in. And I know they're about to go. Put in a good word for me as you go on this way. And it's not something out of the ordinary. I don't know how many times when people found out we were moving, kept asking me to put in a word for them. Yeah. They were not saved. Wasn't trying to be saved. But they said, will you pray and ask the Lord, put in a good word for me? Oh, yeah, I'll put you on the list.
Uh-huh.
Lord, help them. May not help them the way they want to be helped. Lord, help them. Bless them some kind of way that they might be able to get in. Lord, but while you're doing that, don't forget me, because I haven't gotten there yet. And I know that he's able to bless. And when you and I stop and think about it, that all of those people were there. Yeah, you consider that the martyrs were suffering because they would not deny their Christ. But even in this day and time, he'll take us however he chooses to take us. One of the things I consider that in that time frame, the sister, if it works like it normally does at fires, she had done passed out and was gone already.
Yeah.
Passed out and gone already before any flames can maybe even get to her.
Yeah.
But you know, as we go along in this way, it doesn't matter which way we go.
Amen.
Some of us, we got it in our mind. Well, I'd just like to be able to go to sleep and not wake up. And no pains, no troubles, no this, no that, no other, whatever.
Yeah.
Only got one way to go.
Amen.
And that's victorious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, if I'm in a fight slugging it out with the devil, when I take my last breath, just let me hit him on the chin one good last time before I'm gone. That's the way I want to go. Whatever it takes, Lord, I want to get through.
Yeah.
Not just barely, but I'm going to go kicking and scratching, trying to beat him back in any kind of way I can by the help of the Lord. And you consider there what they all came through. Are we going to come through anything less? Said they came through great tribulation.
Yeah.
But they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And when he describes what that place looked like, he said it was four square. Not that it's built equal on all four sides, but that it was perfect in dimension.
Yeah.
It's perfect in God's dwelling.
Yeah.
It's perfect in how he made it. And it describes all of those gems, the sardis and the amethyst and all of those. What he was establishing there is that it's eternal. It's enduring. It won't wear away. Oh, you can look around and I was looking at my house the other day, and the house only 5-6 years old, and I'm like, man, the paint's peeling off of it already. What kind of paint job did they do? And you look around, and up on the eaves, it's peeling off, and I'm like, I'm going to have to get somebody to come and paint this, because I don't have ladders and all that kind of stuff to reach it now. But you look upon that, and you can see, well, it's getting older. It's wearing and tearing throughout all of this heat and drought and summer and winter, spring and rain and all of that. But up there you're going to have a mansion where it's not going to be peeling paint. It's not going to be looking all faded and worn out. It won't be dirty where you got to call in the garbage cleaners. Won't be none of that kind of stuff there. It'll be just as perfect that day you get there as it will. And then I was thinking too about the one songwriter. I couldn't find the words. That's another one I couldn't find the words to.
Yeah.
He said 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Soon we'll come to the end of our journey.
Yeah.
And he said, in 10,000 years or more, we are going to reign. 10,000 years, we'll just have started. 10,000 years, we will have just begun. The battle is over and the victory has been won. 10,000 years and we have just begun. All through eternity, it's going to be there. And you don't see nothing around here that's 10,000 years old, do you? But up there, if you could measure eternity in units of time, it'll be way beyond that. So as we go through this life, we need to be encouraged.
Yeah.
We need to recognize that the more to get there, they used to say what? When they had these parties, the more the merrier?
Uh-huh.
All right, he said it's going to be a number that no man can number. I don't know what all we're going to be doing. I know what I'd like to do. I think there's going to be some time where people are going to give some testimonies.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask Moses, Brother Mo, how in the world did you deal with them stiff-necked, hard-headed people for as long as you did.
Yeah.
How bad did it feel when the Lord said you can't go over to the promised land? But when you got over to this promised land, how did you feel then? When you look at somebody like those Hebrew boys, what was it like in the midst of that burning fiery furnace? Daniel, you was in a den of lions. There was all of them in there, hungry, starving, waiting to eat their next meal. You come walking in. Did they start purring at you? Was you able to use one of them for a pillow when you went to sleep that night? What happened there, Daniel? You look at Peter. Peter, everybody used to talk about you, how you didn't have faith and you went sinking in the water. But tell me, what was it like that you ended up being the only disciple that walked upon the water, walked back to the boat with Jesus side by side? What was that like? Oh, when you look around and you look at Simeon and Anna, how did you get so close to the Lord and let you know when the salvation of Israel was coming and you could be there to see it at the right time? How did that all work out? Yeah, I got a lot of questions to ask them. And then to listen to the martyrs and say, what was it like? Give us your testimony, how you got through all of that. And even then, sometimes I thought, Lord, I'm persuaded that if we only knew what all you've done to try to get us from earth to heaven, we don't have a clue. Lord, could you just give me a movie to show me what you was working behind the scenes? What all you did to save me in spite of myself? What all you did to put me in the right place where I can hear your word and know that it's the truth? Lord, what did you do? Let me see all of that. Now you might get up there and you might say, oh, that don't matter no more, and you might feel like, well, it don't matter, I'm here now. Let the glory roll. All you know is you go along in this way, you consider, Lord, how fortunate was I to be born where I was born, to where I don't have to be caught up with saying yesterday, someone say, well, sin you must, sin you can't help it. But it's such a blessing to be able to live in such a way that you don't have to do all that stuff they're out there doing. You're not won over by all of that stuff people are won out by and traded their lives and their souls for. You can be in a place where you can walk along, even as the songwriter said, there's no sorrow in my heart, but Jesus is mine. Walking and praising as you go along in this way of life, knowing that he is still mine. The songwriter said, now I know that he is mine and I am his forever. He is leading me along the way. He'll be with me when I cross death's cold river. He will take the sting of death away. Well, what is it like to be able to live a life where you're not afraid of death? I've seen people that get in a little scumbag. I ain't scared of you, and just shaking like a leaf. I ain't scared. Well, you can be in a place where when death comes, you say, oh, this is my transition time. I'm getting ready to leave this place. And they're like, oh, you don't understand. You're getting ready to die. Yeah, guess what? You're going to die too. But I'm getting ready to transfer over to something else and be a whole lot better off than you'll ever think about being. That's what we have when we look to him, when we trust in him. And our main purpose is to walk with him as close as we possibly can. Paul said there in Philippians, he said, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering. He's saying, I want to feel and experience all of it. I want the whole package. That's the way I look at it. Well, when I get there, I want the whole package. You can call that being greedy, but I think that's one time I can be greedy and it'll be all right with God. Lord, I want to see it. I've wondered myself, like, well, not like I'm just going to sit there and kick back and like, look at my mansion. Wow, this is something else. No, I'll be like, uh-oh, let me go see something else. Let me see what's over here. Let me see what's over there. Yeah. Lord, when you going to give a tour, I'm ready to take the tour. Whatever it is, you know, they have these Hollywood movie star tours. And I like, Lord, I want to go see the real star. I want to see what kind of mansion you made for Mary, the mother of Jesus. I want to see what you did for Abraham. I want to see what you did for Moses when he said he wasn't going to suffer the pleasures of sin for a season. You must have gave him something far greater than that in return. Let me see what he did. He got it. Let me see what this one got it. And you know, it's amazing. I have seen times where when somebody was blessed with something, all they did down here was make people jealous. I've seen where somebody was receiving some blessings, and I heard a man say, well, I never got all of that when I first started out working. And so they set out to get this man fired, and they finally got him fired. You know, it just creates jealousy. Yeah. But up there, you look for the Lord here for you. Look at this man. Oh, wow, this is something else. Like, man, this is just out of this world. And then, oh, let me go over here. Oh, he made that one for Brother Cole. Ooh, look at that. I don't know. What made him decide to build it like that for you, Brother Cole? And you're going to be able to be happy about everybody. Everything. As you go there, and then too, you consider you're not gonna have to be hurting. You won't have to be aching. I've even wondered, okay, how are we gonna look? I mean, you know, down here, you're young, and you can see like they had brother Forrest picture there when he was a young man, and you look at the picture, you see, well, that was then, and this is now. That's different. And yet, I wonder, okay, so what are we gonna look like when we up there? We gonna be looking young? How are we gonna look? How are we gonna be able to identify? Oh, that's brother so and so, that's sister so. And that's my mom, and that's my dad, and that's my sister. How you gonna be able to identify all these people? I don't know how you gonna do it. My whole point is, I want to get there and see for myself. And even as that brother Philip said, I want to see Jesus just for myself one of these days. So it's like, well, Lord, I know when you tell me I can get off on the exit ramp. But until that time, I want to keep rolling at 80 miles an hour and keep on moving in your grace and in your knowledge, in your spirit. And even as I looked upon this, I told my sister, I said, you know, everybody's wondering about how you feeling and what you're doing and how you need to do this and that and the other. I said, you know what? I said, the only thing I concluded is if I don't use this time to somehow get closer to the Lord, I just wasted my time in a bad, bad way. So while they're wondering what I'm doing, it's like, well, Lord, it's me and you.
Yeah.
You know, the songwriter said, on and on we walk together.
Yeah.
I said, that's what I want to do. Lord, it's one thing to sing, I want to walk as close as I possibly can. It's another thing altogether to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm mindful. Most people want to feel like they really doing. You heard me tell that story about when I had to clean up the bathroom and I thought it was clean. I checked it out. I double checked it. My mother's still coming in and dirt everywhere. I'm like, I know. It was almost like it waited till she showed up, and then all of a sudden it said, look, here I am. I couldn't believe it. I was like, now I know how she is. And I know I got to make sure it's right. And yet, sometimes he said, you missed this, and you missed that, and you missed the other, and it better be clean when I come back or else. I was 9 years old.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, she's just being mean, so I won't be able to go out and play. But you know what I learned from that? I learned how to clean.
Yeah.
And I remember when she would do her cooking when Thanksgiving and Christmas came, she would make me get in there and wash her dishes for her. She told me because my sisters didn't wash them clean enough for her. So I'd be washing the dishes. She used something and I keep washing. She's still cooking and I keep washing.
Yeah.
You know, as you go along in this way, you and I can think that, well, I'm all right. I'm checking myself. He said, examine yourself, but you got to be totally honest.
Yeah.
And you know, as you go along the way, a lot of times we're not as honest as we think we are.
Lord, help
us. That's why he sends us through these things that we go through. That's why some of these things happen. You know, there's a reason for some of this happening. And it's not just that it happened to them. It's to wake us up. It's to shake us up. It's to stir us up. To really be honest in looking at ourselves as we go along in this way. To where we can really have our robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they come out spotless. That song I mentioned last week, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Are you fully born again, washed in Jesus' blood? Are your garments spotless? Are they whiter than snow? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? That's what he's trying to get us to see. Get ready. And you can look and say, well, they done got there, but all right, Lord, keep working on mine. Because, you know, as long as I'm here, he's still working on me. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as I'm still here, he's working on the amen. He ain't going to bring you and put you in there before it's done.
Amen.
And so when you consider it, you're going to be able to go there and see what he has in store for you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's troubling at times. My little Jeremiah, he's still kind of sad about Mimi going.
Yeah.
Mimi was somebody special to him.
Yeah.
And actually, to be honest, Mimi was his mom for the first six, 7 months of his life.
Uh-huh.
And he still, I noticed when I visited yesterday, he still talks in a way where you can see that home is still over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the way he said some things yesterday, I said, okay, he's still not looking at this like this is home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we ought to be.
Yeah.
That this might be a landing spot right now, but it ain't home.
Amen.
And we need to get home.
Lord.
So you consider what they're doing, and I was like, some brother said this morning, said, well, it makes you wonder who's next. And I was wondering, like, wow, well, how much more of this, Lord, can we deal with? I mean, you know, you look at this, okay, Sarita died March the 7th. Brother Forrest died March the 9th. Brother Chandler was a couple of weeks later, but I'm really not too sure, and I think some others would agree with me, that he was probably gone either the same day or right after Sarita left. He was just on life support for a while. Because he never did come back and reach consciousness. Okay, you throw him in there. I have another cousin. She just died about a month after Sarita. And then you look and it's like, oh, okay, here we come to the memorial service for Brother Forrest. We hear about Sister Ed. Then you get up this morning, you hear about Brother Rich. Like, what else is going to take place? Who else is going to go? I mean, this is all in the space of 3 months, March, April, and we ain't quite finished, man. And you consider what else is going to take place. We still got half a year yet to go. But you know, in the midst of all of that, you still got to stop and think, I'm going to make heaven my home.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the old Chuck Wagon gang was singing that song, said, heaven is my home eternal. I'm going there.
Yeah.
And they repeat again, I'm going there.
Yeah.
You know. So may the Lord help us to do just that. To go home. There's no, you know, Jesus told the mothers, don't weep for me.
Uh-huh.
You need to weep for yourself.
Yeah.
We don't have to weep for them.
Oh, Lord.
They there.
Yeah.
And I remember when we had our project to work on, the group of us was supposed to get it done by a certain time. And one instructor's come in. The kid in the group, as we all called him, the youngest one, he was supposed to be the lead engineer for the group. And they would come in and, well, you guys going to get this done? He said, I got mine.
Uh-huh.
Whatever his portion was, he said, I got mine. And they said, well, there ain't no iron team. I got mine. I think about him when I look at going to heaven and think, you know what? This is the time when you need to be able to get in a position where you can say, I got mine.
I got mine. Lord,
I got mine. I made it. I'm here. And it won't be selfish.
No.
It won't be
praise
motivated by the wrong motivation. Amen. And of course, the one thing I probably won't get to do, but I've often thought, you know what? I sure would like to get over there.
Yeah.
Be able to look across that gulf, stick my tongue out at the devil and say, uh-huh, goody, goody, you didn't get me. You tried, but you didn't get me.
Didn't get me.
Because I'm over here, and look where you are now.
Praise
so,
Lord.
Be encouraged.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, if you shed tears, that's okay.
That's all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
Everybody's going to have some of their moments.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when I came back from Wichita and I made it to the airport and then I was driving home and I thought, she's 1,600 miles away. She's over there and I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the physical body.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how many trillions of miles away heaven is from here. But she's over there and I'm over here.
Yeah.
So are the rest of them. Right. And I even thought she might have been able to say, Brother Rich, look at you.
Uh-huh.
What you doing here? You didn't know you was going to be coming behind me that quick, did you? She might be looking at Brother Forbes.
No.
What happened to you?
Uh-huh.
She might be looking at some others.
Yeah.
Look at y'all. What y'all doing here?
Uh-huh.
Y'all was supposed to let me be here for a while before you show up. And they'll all be laughing at each other.
Oh,
and then say, I'm so glad to see you.
Man.
So may the Lord help us to be mindful of that. Now,
yeah.
You do need to pray for Sister Rich.
Yeah.
It's an adjustment no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
And as you go along the way, you need to pray for her. Somebody sent me a text this morning and said, brother, we're praying for you.
Uh-huh.
I guess because Memorial Day is coming.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who it was. They didn't identify themselves. I finally sent them a text back sitting right here in church. Said, well, thanks for the prayers. Remember Sister Rich, too. And, by the way, I don't know who this is. I done looked through my phone. I don't see that number. So they sent me a text back to identify who they were.
Yeah.
But, you know, be encouraged.
Yeah.
And be determined.
Amen.
To make it in.
Yes.
Some people say, oh, this way is too hard. No, it's not.
That's right.
You want to know hard? Get out there in the midst of sectism and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're saying this one is right and that one is right and this one is wrong and that one is wrong. And it always amazes me how they can all be so different, but they can just meld together.
Meld together.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to us, they...
Uh-huh.
Got some hold off for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to say anything. You can just be around.
That's right.
And they still got some hold off. You ain't done a thing to them.
Amen.
You haven't said nothing to them to make them be offended.
No.
You didn't tell them they was wrong.
No.
You didn't tell them they was deceived. You ain't said nothing of the kind, but they still got some push off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, I don't even care how many of them make it in. I just want to be there.
Yeah,
that's all I'm worried about. When I get there, then it won't matter.
Amen.
And so may the Lord help us to be encouraged to do just that.
Uh-huh.
And somebody made mention the other day, said, well, a lot of young people, they done kind of flew the coop.
Yeah.
They can fly the coop if they want to.
Yeah.
And they can go off into other stuff and say, I'm all right. Well, that's them and that's their choice.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about
him. Uh-huh.
And I know he keeps you in the midst of all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Even right now.
Uh-huh.
So when I think about it, well, all I conclude is I got more to go there for today than I had yesterday.
Yeah.
So may the Lord help us to
make
it. Amen.
Yeah, amen.